All right, Coach Satake, thank you for joining us. We appreciate you being here. We look forward to hosting you guys in a couple of weeks to face the Coach Q, who you just heard from, and the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. If you could lead us off with an opening statement on behalf of BYU and your program, we'll move into questions from there.
Of course, thank you. Really excited about the opportunity to play in this bowl game, the Pop-Tarts Bowl, and we are excited to accept the bid to play into it and officially, and to know who our opponent is, Georgia Tech. We have a lot of respect for them. I have a lot of respect for Coach Brent Key. He's also a guy that's coaching at his alma mater, like I am, and so I believe a couple decades ago he was a GA at Georgia Tech, and I was a GA at BYU. And now you look at us now, we're both leading our teams and get to meet in Orlando. It's a wonderful place. I know Orlando really well. It's home of my in-laws. So my wife is from Orlando area. She's a Polk County girl, as they say down there, and she's from Dundee and went to Haines City High. So still have a lot of connections there. I have a lot of family there in that area too. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and looking forward to the matchup. Georgia Tech, I see a lot of things in their program that's very similar to ours. I know that they are tough and they play really hard and they're not afraid to run their quarterback as well. Well-balanced team, I think well-coached, and you look at what they do fundamentally well, there's everything. And so I'm looking forward to the matchup, and we know it's going to require us being at our best, and just looking forward to the opportunity to play again with these seniors and to play again as a team. And to do it in a wonderful setting. I think it'll be warmer there than it is here in Provo, Utah. So we'll be excited for that during the holidays. And just looking forward to all of it, all the festivities and everything that goes into a bowl game. And we know that Pop-Tarts Bowl does it the right way. And we're really excited about the matchup and excited to play again as a team. So what questions do you guys have for me?
Thanks for getting us started there, Coach. It looks like our first question will be from Jay Drew. Jay, we'll let you unmute. You go ahead whenever you're ready.
Yeah, Kalani, obviously news started breaking that you might possibly play Notre Dame, and then they obviously withdrew. Did that get out to the players at all? What was kind of your reaction, and now that you're getting another quality opponent in Georgia Tech?
Well, obviously we played yesterday and didn't do as well as we wanted to, but getting on the plane, we knew, and then even out of the locker room, we knew we were going to play another game, and the goal was to create as many opportunities to play together as possible. So we created one more this year than we had last year. We got to the championship game. That was a cool experience, even though it didn't work out the way we wanted it to. We have to be thankful for that opportunity and look forward to trying to get everything we can to get back to that game again next year. Part of that is the being able to bowl prep and to develop our young guys and develop our depth. So we're going to utilize all the extra practices to get our team ready, and then just make sure that we're ready to go, because Georgia Tech's not an easy team to play. I mean, they do a lot of things that would be difficult for us, and I know they're going to be at their best, and we have to be at ours too. And so there's a sense of urgency to get that going, and knowing that it could help us into next year. I don't know all the other specifics behind it, the details. We're just honored to play Georgia Tech.
And then, do you have an update on Bear's condition yet? Is that or too soon for that?
Yeah, he's a fast healer. He'll be fine.
Thank you, Coach. We'll move on. Next question will be from Mitch Harper, KSL. Mitch, go ahead whenever you're ready.
Kalani, with this game, how you noted the bowl practices. How do you juggle maybe getting your program ready, almost using this as a springboard for 2026, but also giving you the most opportunity possible to your senior class?
Yeah, I mean, you have to, follow the momentum that you have from the season, and then you have to develop the young guys. So in a lot of ways, it might be different types of practices. We're trying to get, and the thing is, we can use all our red shirts just like we did in the championship game, and so it makes things a little bit different, but it makes it even more fun. Everybody has an opportunity to participate, and we got to get back to practicing though. I mean, I know we'll have a couple days off. To get the guys over the season to heal quickly, but then we got to get back to work.
All right. If you have a question for Coach, you can raise your hand using the React button at the bottom of the screen. There's a raise hand option. While we're waiting to see if we have any more questions, Coach, I was out at the Big 12 championship game yesterday. I saw Bear play a little bit. He's certainly an impressive kid in person. What can you talk a little bit about just what he brings to your program and kind of what you've seen out of him in his first year here?
Well, I've been impressed with him. A true freshman has done a great job leading our offense. And just really impressed with his progress that he's made. Glad that he gets to be with us for a while, but we're going against a quarterback in Haynes King that's seasoned, and he's a he does I mean he can throw the ball, but he's also he's the leading rusher too. So he does a lot of things right, and I think it'll be good for us watching the film and good for Bear to see how other quarterbacks do it. He's a learning machine, so he's going to get better. Even from yesterday, he'll get better from that experience, and I look forward to seeing him when he takes the field again.
Thank you, Coach. Looks like we got a couple more from Jay and Mitch. We'll start with Jay again, go back to Mitch, and go from there. Jay, go ahead.
Yeah, Kalani, I think last year the game was on December 28th. Will you guys follow kind of the same pattern of going before Christmas, spending Christmas in Orlando, and also there will be a Sunday, I think, where you won't be able to play or practice. How will that affect you, and what's the plan for that for the trip as a whole this year?
Well, we've had Sundays every weekend this year, so we'll be good, Jay. We'll make it work, and we've had it during bowl games too, and we'll organize it. I mean, we'll be everything that we do is detailed, and so we'll have a plan for all of it. Obviously, we'd love to get to Orlando as soon as possible, as early as they'll let us come. And I know the guys want to be down there, and they're excited for it, and I think there's going to be a lot of fans there, supporting us too. So. But with the schedule and everything, I'm not worried about it. We'll be fine.
Yeah, my bad. The game's actually on a Saturday, so Sunday won't come into effect. But I was just curious about if you're the guys like spending Christmas basically at a bowl game.
Well, I think if you like receiving gifts and giving gifts, then it doesn't really matter the location. It'll just, I mean, I grew up with warm Christmases. I think they'll be fine there, it will just be fun. It'll be an opportunity for us to be together during the holiday, and one to remember. And I think this is one of those moments with it. And anybody that whether they want to do their Christmas early or do it later, in this way, I promise my kids two Christmases, so everybody should do the same, and it'll be a lot of fun. But one's going to be in the warm area of Florida, and it's going to be a lot of fun, guys. I'm just looking forward to the game and everything that leads up to it. I know Pop-Tarts will show us a good time.
All right, we'll go back to Mitch and then stick with KSL. Go to Patrick Kinahan after that. Mitch, go ahead.
Yeah, Kalani, you noted that you and Coach Key are both alums of their respective programs. What does that mean to you on the heels of your extension? Leading BYU in a power conference. Now you're locked in with a long-term deal, leading a program that means a lot to you. Just maybe, what does that bring out in you as a head coach, being at your alma mater?
Yeah, I mean, not to get too emotional because I did that last time, last week. But I'm really thankful that I have a long-term contract and commitment to be here. And so it's something that I value, and I've become a better person being here and being the coach, being around amazing fans and amazing young men that I get to be around and mentor. They've taught me quite a bit, and everybody that's been around BYU, I feel like I'm the one that's been with benefit from everyone. And so I want to stick around as much as I can. I need some more improvement. But what I want to do is make sure that just because it's a long-term deal that I don't take it for granted, and that I keep working hard and stay humble and stay hungry throughout the whole process. And luckily, I have a lot of people around me to remind me of that, and just really look forward to it. And just being able to talk to recruits and let them know that they do serve a mission, come back, that I'll be there here for the entire of their career, which is going to be really meaningful for us in recruiting.
Thanks for that. And on a much lighter note, with this being the Pop-Tarts Bowl, what is your favorite Pop-Tart flavor? And you can't say all of them.
But I haven't met a Pop-Tart flavor I didn't like. But I will say this: I'm pretty easy. Strawberry is always the one to go to because I think that's the one everybody tried first. I like the strawberry. I do like wild berry. I'm not against brown sugar and cinnamon. Let me see, what else can I name? Cherry's good too. The cookies and cream's a good one too. So I don't know. I love them all. But if someone's being judgmental around me, then I'm probably going to go with the one that's not frosted, just to shut them up a little bit.
For those keeping score, we've now got both coaches are strawberry Pop-Tart fans, so we're
There
having
we
a
go.
strawberry with strawberry preference matchup here. We'll bring it home with Patrick. Patrick, go ahead when you're ready.
Kalani, my wife is listening, and she's right next to me, and she prefers the brown sugar cinnamon. So vote for that as far as that goes. But I'm wondering from the player perspective, having Alabama lose last night, does that increase the frustration of not getting in, and maybe also increase the incentive in this bowl game?
I think I said a lot yesterday, when we're talking about going when the playoff committee had to make the decision. And I'm just gonna be honest with you, it's not easy to it can't be easy being in a playoff committee. And once they made a decision, it's set. And so I choose to be positive about everything. I think it's a hard thing for them to do. I think they did the best they could. We have an opportunity to play a game, and the goal is for us to play as many as we can. And we have one more now, and it happens to be against an amazing program like Georgia Tech. And we're looking forward to the matchup. I can't really say anything other than they did their best, and I'm looking forward to watching how the playoff plays out. I think there's some great teams in there. It's the unfortunate part is that there's a bunch of teams that could play in it, and that's what made it really difficult. And so whether they expanded or not, I have no idea. But the fact is that we get to play in this bowl game against Georgia Tech makes me really excited. And thinking about the Pop-Tarts thing, I have been known to stack Pop-Tarts on top of each other and take a bite. If you guys want to try that out, it's a good way to live your life. And so just try all the different flavors, and it's a good way to go. So that's how you get this physique, by doing things like that, being creative and innovative with your eating style.
Okay.
Which I'll also let you know, there are Pop-Tarts ice cream sandwiches as well. So you can also stack them with ice cream in between, which is an even new elevation to the product. So
See,
just for your reference and for everybody else's.
my life keeps getting better and better. Thank you.